An asteroid the size of Texas is hurtling towards Earth. And if nothing is done, everyone dies. At first, nobody knows exactly what they're dealing with. But scientists begin gathering data, telescopes track its trajectory, engineers run models, NASA analysts estimate the impact effects, governments around the world demand answers. Can the asteroid even be stopped? How much time do we have? What options are available? As more information comes in, the picture becomes clearer and worse. Meteor fragments begin striking Earth. Cities are destroyed. The asteroid is larger than initially believed. The clock is ticking. These questions help inform what information is collected, and NASA develops a plan. Land a team on the asteroid, drill deep into its core, detonate a nuclear device, split the asteroid into two pieces that will pass safely around the planet. It sounds simple enough, right? If this sounds familiar, yes, I am talking about the storyline to Michael Bay's 1998 blockbuster Armageddon. But stick with me here. Leaders are trying to figure out what their options are, and the future is intensely uncertain. As more information comes in, the situation continues to deteriorate. The asteroid's surface is different than expected. The terrain is unstable. Equipment begins to fail. One shuttle crashes. Team members are killed. Drilling takes longer than predicted. Mission Control recalculates the timeline and discovers that they may not reach the required depth before the point of no return. And now, the president is presented with a decision. Detonate the nuclear device immediately and hope for the best, or trust the team on the asteroid and continue the mission despite the mounting risks. Again and again throughout the film, the picture is refined and the questions become clearer. There's plenty of information, telemetry, impact projections, engineering assessments, communications from the asteroid. New developments are arriving by the minute. The challenge is understanding what that information means, what risks are acceptable, and what actions do they need to take based on what is known. Eventually, a decision is made. An Aerosmith song is played, a sacrifice occurs, and, spoiler alert, humanity survives. Now, the movie contains significantly more explosions than most intelligence problems, but at its core, the story isn't just around an asteroid. It's about a group of people trying to make high-stakes decisions under conditions of extreme uncertainty. Welcome to The Unknown Knowns, where intuition meets tradecraft. I'm Dr. Angela Lewis, and this is a space for people who think for a living, intelligence professionals, leaders, and decision makers navigating complexity, uncertainty, and imperfect information in a fast-paced world. Each week, we'll explore how intuition, bias, and judgment shape the way we make sense of complexity and how to get better at it. This is the first episode in a three-part series on intelligence. Today's episode is about what intelligence actually is, what it isn't, why it's so difficult to define, and why its real purpose isn't collecting information. It's helping people make better decisions under conditions of uncertainty. Because despite what Hollywood might have us believe, intelligence has far more to do with uncertainty and decision-making than it does with secrets and spies. In the second episode, we'll unpack the intelligence cycle, the dominant framework used to describe how intelligence functions. And in the third episode, we will talk about how intelligence actually behaves beyond the cycle. So, what is intelligence? Well, before we can really talk about intelligence, we need to address an annoying little problem. The word intelligence means at least two completely different things. To people outside the field of intelligence, the word conjures up the concept of intellectual ability. How intelligent are you? What is your IQ? How quickly do you learn? How well do you solve problems? And of course, that is one meaning of intelligence. But in the intelligence profession, intelligence isn't a characteristic of a person. It's a process or a product or a function, all depending on which scholar you ask. When intelligence professionals talk about intelligence, they're usually talking about the process of gathering information, making sense of it, and turning it into insight that can support decision making. Admittedly, this kind of intelligence still benefits from intelligent people. But within the field, intelligence is a discipline, a practice, a way of helping people navigate uncertainty. And while it certainly requires strong critical thinking skills, you don't have to be a genius to be an intelligence professional. What you need is curiosity, sound judgment, humility, analytical rigor, and the ability to help decision makers understand complex situations. In other words, intelligence is less about having all of the answers and more about helping people ask better questions. The thing is, even within the field of intelligence, despite centuries of practice and decades of scholarship, nobody can quite agree on a single definition of it. Seriously, if you ask 10 intelligence professionals what intelligence is, you'll probably get 12 answers. And if that sounds frustrating, it should. Most mature professions have reasonably agreed upon definitions of what they do, but intelligence doesn't. Part of the challenge is that intelligence means different things depending on who is defining it. Some scholars focus on secrecy and clandestine activities, others focus on information validation, others focus on decision-making, and others still on reducing uncertainty. In fact, intelligence scholar Michael Warner famously wrote an article called Wanted, A Definition of Intelligence, because even within the field, people couldn't agree on exactly what intelligence was supposed to mean. For example, Warner himself described intelligence as secret state activity to understand or influence foreign entities. That definition makes a lot of sense if you're talking about government intelligence agencies. But it's less useful when we look at intelligence in corporations, universities, humanitarian organizations, or nonprofits. After all, if a multinational corporation is assessing geopolitical risks to its supply chain, helping executives navigate uncertainty, and supporting major business decisions, that looks an awful lot like intelligence, even if nobody is wearing a trench coat. But other scholars have taken a broader view. Mark Lowenthal defines intelligence as information that has been collected, processed, and refined to meet the needs of decision makers. Jennifer Sims and Amy Ziegert emphasize intelligence's role in creating decision advantage. Peter Gill and Mark Fithian argue that intelligence isn't limited to governments. It can be used by any organization seeking security, prosperity, or strategic advantage. For our upcoming book on private sector intelligence, my co-authors, Dr. Louis Sage-Bessant and Dr. Maria Robson-Morrow and I, eventually landed on this definition, which is specific to how intelligence shows up in the private sector. Private sector security intelligence is a legal and ethical process that transforms relevant data and information collected and assessed with a specific decision purpose into timely, actionable insights that reduce uncertainty, mitigates security and geopolitical risk, and supports decision-making in the private sector, which is accurate and also a mouthful. A more plain English version might be, intelligence is the process of transforming information into insight that helps people make better decisions under conditions of uncertainty. Everything else, the collection, the analysis, the technology, the briefings, the reports, the fancy frameworks, all exist in service to that one purpose, helping people make better decisions when they don't have all the answers. The thing is, when people hear the word intelligence, they often think of intelligence agencies, the CIA, MI6, NSA, maybe James Bond or Jason Bourne, if we're being honest, hopefully not Austin Powers. But intelligence isn't fundamentally about governments. It's about decision-making, and every leader operates under uncertainty. Every executive has to make decisions with incomplete information. And for that matter, every parent, entrepreneur, analyst, professor, security professional, procurement officer, and nonprofit leader faces moments when they don't know exactly what's going to happen next. The question, then, isn't whether uncertainty exists. The question is how we navigate it. And that's where intelligence comes in. In many ways, intelligence is simply a disciplined approach to understanding an uncertain world. One misconception about intelligence is that it is synonymous with information. There is a belief that if you have the right information, you'll make better decisions. But information doesn't interpret itself. Information certainly helps, but information alone is not enough. Facts do not automatically create understanding, and understanding does not automatically lead to good decisions. So let's talk about the differences between data, information, research, and intelligence. To be fair, you can't quote-unquote, do intelligence without information. Data are raw facts, a temperature reading, a stock price, a social media post, a satellite image, a crime statistic, a GPS coordinate. Data simply exists. It hasn't yet been interpreted or connected to anything meaningful. When we start adding context, data becomes information. If I tell you that it's 79 degrees outside, that's data. If I tell you it's 79 degrees outside in Honolulu in January, that's information because there's added context. If I tell you that there's been a 30% increase in cargo thefts in a particular region, That's information. Useful information, perhaps, but it's still just information. It doesn't become intelligence until we connect it to a specific question or decision. Should we reroute shipments, increase security measures, delay operations, identify alternative suppliers? The moment we begin interpreting that information in the context of a decision, we're moving into the realm of intelligence. Now, research goes one step beyond information. Research seeks understanding. Researchers ask questions like, what is happening? Why is it happening? What does the evidence suggest? What patterns exist? Research is incredibly valuable. In fact, intelligence professionals rely on research all the time. But research and intelligence, again, are not the same thing. Research asks what is true, whereas intelligence asks, what does this mean for the decision at hand? And what uncertainties remain? That's a subtle distinction, but it's an important one because intelligence isn't just trying to understand the world, it's trying to help someone navigate it. Let's imagine you're an executive deciding whether to open a new office in a foreign country. You could spend months reading research reports about that country's politics, economy, crime rates, labor market, and regulatory environment. All of that research might be excellent, but eventually someone has to align it to a specific business question. So, intelligence is not merely information. It is information interpreted through the lens of a decision. Put another way, intelligence doesn't exist in the data itself. It exists in the relationship between information and a decision maker's need. If we return to our example of an increase in cargo thefts, if I'm a journalist, that increase in cargo thefts might simply be an interesting story. If I'm a researcher, I might want to understand why it's happening. If I'm the head of procurement for a company moving millions of dollars of goods through that region, suddenly the question becomes, how might this affect us? And what do we need to do to mitigate the impacts on our firm? That's where intelligence enters the picture. So all of that helps us understand why intelligence exists at all, because the future is inherently uncertain. If we knew exactly what was going to happen tomorrow, next month, or next year, we wouldn't need intelligence. We'd simply make the correct decision and move on. But that's not the world we live in. But unlike a single expert opinion, intelligence relies on structured processes designed to challenge assumptions, evaluate evidence, and reduce the influence of individual biases. This is why I love that Jennifer Sims describes intelligence as creating decision advantage, not certainty. Advantage. Intelligence helps us understand what is likely, what is possible, what indicators we should watch, what assumptions we are making, what risks we may be overlooking, and how all of that influences the decision space. Good intelligence doesn't tell leaders exactly what will happen. Good intelligence helps leaders make better decisions despite not knowing exactly what will happen. And honestly, that's true whether you're talking about a president, a CEO, a university administrator, a security director, or a parent trying to figure out whether their teenager is making good life choices. The context changes, but the uncertainty doesn't, and therefore the need for judgment doesn't. And that's why intelligence matters. So let's talk about the elephant in the room. If AI is getting incredibly good at finding, organizing, and summarizing information, what does that mean for intelligence? First, the challenge facing organizations today isn't information scarcity, it's information abundance. For most of human history, the problem was not having enough information. Today, the problem is figuring out which information matters. We are drowning in data. We're surrounded by news alerts, social media posts, expert commentary, dashboards, reports, podcasts, newsletters, videos, AI-generated content, and algorithmically curated feeds. The bottleneck is no longer access. The bottleneck is judgment. AI can summarize information, identify patterns, generate reports, and AI can help us process enormous amounts of data faster than any human team could hope to. Those are remarkable capabilities. But again, intelligence is not solely about information. It's about understanding context, identifying assumptions, understanding stakeholder priorities, recognizing uncertainty, and helping human beings make decisions. In many ways, AI is making intelligence professionals more important, not less, because someone still has to determine what question are we trying to answer? What are the embedded assumptions? What are we missing? And most importantly, what does this mean for our organization specifically? AI can help answer questions, but someone still has to determine whether they're asking the right question in the first place. The future of intelligence isn't humans versus AI, it's humans and AI working together to make sense of an increasingly complex world. So, If intelligence is the process of transforming information into insight that helps people make better decisions under conditions of uncertainty, an obvious question emerges. How exactly does that happen? How does information become intelligence? I've talked a good bit about the rigor behind intelligence, but what is that? For decades, the dominant answer has been something called the intelligence cycle. It's planning and direction, followed by collection, followed by processing and exploitation, followed by analysis and production, followed by dissemination and feedback. It's probably the single most influential model in the history of intelligence. It's taught in intelligence agencies, universities, and used as a conceptual framework for corporations and the development of professional standards. And in our next episode, we're going to unpack exactly what it is, why it has become so dominant, and why an entire profession continues to debate whether it actually reflects how intelligence works in practice. Thanks for listening to The Unknown Knowns. If this episode made you think or rethink, share it with a colleague or friend who's ready to level up their tradecraft. Subscribe for more short, sharp conversations about the art and science of professional judgment. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and keep turning intelligence into impact.